Jack McGonigal here with Indianola girls basketball head coach Jeff Jansen. And coach, first and foremost, thanks for joining me.
Glad to make it work here today, Jack.
So let's break down the 2025-2026 season, a 14-9 year, 7-5 in the Little Hawkeye Conference. And coach, obviously a winning record, which is a good thing. And you guys got off to a 5-1 start. And just talk about kind of overall some brief thoughts how you thought this season went.
Yeah, you know, overall, getting to 14 wins was a huge accomplishment for us. We would, of course, like to have had a couple of those games back, but the growth that we made from last year and 2 years ago to this year was tremendous. I believe that a quick start like we had, starting the season off the way we did, was instrumental for confidence building, for, you know, heading into break with a winning record, and it helped, you know, facing the tough test that we did right after winter break, to see where we were at and to, you know, be playing our best basketball in the later portions of the season.
And how beneficial is it to be a member of the Little Hawkeye Conference with, you know, how competitive that league is? And just do you notice, you know, the competitiveness that league really benefits you guys in non-conference play, which I thought you guys won a lot of your non-conference games this year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our schedule has changed so much over the years, and it's going to change even more next year. But to know we have great coaches and great players in our conference, and there's no nights off for sure. What we're seeing at the state tournament this week, what we know year in and year out with the great players and the great coaching staffs that we have in our conference, it really does prepare us for our non-conference games and in our postseason.
And kind of from day one of practice to the end of the year, what'd you notice was a really big improvement for your team? Maybe it was the way they played together, or maybe rebounding or shooting or something like that. But what was a big improvement you noticed from day one of practice to how the season ended?
You know, I believe there's multiple areas here. I think first and foremost, as I sit down with the girls to have their postseason meetings and my coaching staff as well, we noticed, and the kids are saying it time and time again, the atmosphere was more positive. The girls were closer. They were more connected. It felt more like a family, and that's really important. The basketball season is such a grind. It's such a long season over major holidays and time away from family and time, you know, not spending holidays as much with family to get back for practice and whatnot. So that was the first thing, was that togetherness, that family atmosphere. I think without a doubt, looking at our assist to turnover ratio was so much better this year than what it has been the last couple seasons. To have multiple girls close to one assist to turnover ratio was huge. Lauren Olson was above one, knowing how much the ball was in her hands. That speaks volumes. And then I think overall, just our style and our play was faster, was better. We have our offensive system in place, and we're going to keep building on that and keep adjusting to it. But I think our overall pace and style of play was far better this year than what it has been in the past.
And just talk about kind of the grind of those last 2-3 weeks. It just seemed like you guys were playing 3-4 nights a week almost.
Yeah, it was very challenging, and we battled illnesses, we battled injuries, we battled you know, some unexpected circumstances in our program. And you know, we fared better than that years past, or a different team with different leaders would have folded. But our girls you know, weathered the storm, if you will. I would have loved to have the Pella game back. A couple plays here or there could have changed that game and that outcome. But regardless, though, you know, we made such huge strides this year, and I'm looking forward to the grind that is next year. But a much deserved rest for the players and the staff after 23 games this season.
And you mentioned earlier that some of the players mentioned the family type atmosphere around the team, and how important is it to get all but one of those players back?
You know, as I've said to multiple girls in these meetings, that, you know, you can't replace a Lauren Olson. She does so many great things on and off the court, and she is such a great leader and has been, quite honestly, for 3 years now since her sophomore season that was cut short due to injury. So I know that continuing to build girls up as leaders, to continue to build them up as communicators, to continue to raise expectations and how we chart our success, how we communicate what we need to see from players on and off the court to be successful. That all needs to continue to improve. And so I'm looking forward to that challenge. I'm so thankful to have a great coaching staff that I do. And again, we have so many returners, like you said. There's going to be roles and opportunities out there for girls to get varsity minutes next year. And also there's opportunities for girls that got chances this year to have an even extended role on the team. So again, a lot of challenges, a lot of obstacles to overcome, but I'm looking forward to what next year has in store for us.
All right, Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate it, Jack.